Just open for 5 minutes. Shall we reflect? Remember, we're not starting afresh with the discussion. Reflect so that you can assist us with finding off recommendations that we will take to the house. Alright? Any reflection? Let me start with the, you know, because she's at the back. Let me recognize the first. You know, we thank back for keeping you at the back. Ms. Killian, and then Mr. Kasim, who else, and Mr. Mbata, and then Ms. Kozoli. And then, remember, Professor Kozoli, we're not starting the discussion. I want you to ask us to arrive at recommendations that we will take to the house. Thank you. Okay, over to you, Ms. Killian.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I would just like to start with the ADT sector, and I would like to support some of the recommendations that were made by the, what they call themselves, Adult Educators Progressive Union. You know, they made some firm proposals for managing the process of the establishment of community colleges, and I think we could certainly take those on board, specifically with regards to establishing provincial task teams, etc. So I think we should look at some of the recommendations. The Minister also found that to be very refreshing, which is an indication that there was a serious lack in the sort of management, the hands-on sort of management of this component of the merger, of the migration process. Secondly, I think we should also recommend that other matters that were brought, I was a little concerned, it was very interesting to listen to some of the unions. Didn't want to go there because the ELRC is the forum where they should take up certain matters. Now, very often when you engage with unions, they tend to turn a portfolio committee into a sort of a forum to extend the negotiation. So that is why I think we should just recommend that the department and the minister should take on board concern expressed by some of the unions about the process and should plan adequately, you know, for that. And then thirdly, I wanted to just recommend that we ask the department to go back to the books. I was talking a little earlier to our content advisor, and I was thinking, our researcher, and I was saying, whereas on the one hand, departments and bureaucracies tend to over-engineer and just grow. On the other hand, it is of a concern that we don't have provincial offices that will be overseeing the college sector. And this is going to be a difficult process because in some provinces you can see that there's a difficulty. It's also widespread. I mean, if you look at the Eastern Cape, it's a huge province. So the monitoring of this migration process is going to be quite a challenge. And whereas we don't want to have wastage, I think it was good that the Minister made the recommendation about best usage of infrastructure, because my concern is always different, that you have government buildings standing empty and that you don't utilize what you have there to the best possibility, whereas we keep on raising expectations of more monitoring provisions be made going forward. I think audits should be welcomed of all the infrastructure, and we should also ask to have a better understanding of what the outcome of the audit is. Thank you, Chair.
This is a minor correction. Where this union spoke about establishment of the committee, those committees are there, but then he said they are weak, seem not to have helped the system. They need to be strengthened. Am I right? We have the same understanding. He said let's strengthen them because maybe the process is slow because they are not effective. So we need to strengthen the committee.
Chairperson, I think we must just check that because my understanding was that no provincial task team existed. But
I may be wrong.
You spoke about PPTT. What are those? What are those? What are the P provincials? Yeah, past P. Because remember, this one's technical past P. Yeah, they are the over P, the migration. And then he said, they don't seem to be effective, maybe we need to give you them, isn't it? Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much. And Maxillian, it does help. You know, I'm happier, you know, of the wisdom of opening so that I can get this information. Otherwise, we're not going to get it. We're going to go back home with this information. It belongs here. Thank you for your, madam, for your input. And then,
thank you for sharing. Most things have been recorded. I want to mention a few, particularly around the minister and what he had permitted himself to do in engagements and differentiating certain issues and looking into those issues together with the department, of course. I think that needs to form part of our report. And we need to do a follow-up on that because this migration process is obviously going to unfold. It's going to unfold and we're going to have to keep looking at it. This will have to be a continuous process from the committee. And I want to suggest, Chairperson, sometime next year, perhaps before April, we have a meeting together with the Education Committee in the NGOP, which I think, you know, so that when we're looking at the migration process, it's in my pocket, I have no service. No. So, just in terms of the monitoring of the process as we move towards the beginning of April in 2015, where the function shift, a lot of that will be taking place. But it's just a suggestion that I want to propose so that we can schedule that, perhaps closer to April 2015, and can monitor the process as that devolves. But let me admit that I'm sure most has been captured by the support staff in the discussions that we have had. Lastly, Chair, and I'm sure it's not in this discussion I'll be out of order, but I wanted to just see if I have an opportunity either this meeting or the next meeting to have a discussion on the format of the meeting and questions and so forth and a few other matters. But if we're not allowed an opportunity in this meeting, I'll perhaps add to the agenda of the next meeting.
A follow committee from, SNAP committee on higher education training. Can you come again? That's the education. So it's not education and graduation. Yes, okay. I think for proper processing, members should then advise on what should be the focus of that meeting. So you will then advise us in writing, send it to the secretary, and then we will then bounce that letter with me, and then look at it in the script, and then ratify. Alright, on the, what did you say, comment of the meeting, I want us to, this one, let's put it aside. I'm planning for budget papers for a workshop on monitoring and evaluation, which will be sharpening our thought on how best we can use this forum to get as much information and also to be able to focus on key areas so that we can then indeed assist the department. Key, so that we look all over. Key strategic areas that will assist the department. So that at the end of the day, the people out there who voted, all of us, benefit. Because remember, it's about a better life for all. All right. Thank you very much. And then there was another hand, Ms. Ambata.
Thanks. I thought the input of the two unions and the employers body was quite enlightening because they really displayed the calmness in the manner in which the frustration that has accumulated over the years, and for them to still propose solutions under normal circumstances, this strike, for those who have remained in the strike, who didn't leave, you could even see even in the infrastructure of the buildings, really a lot has gone down there. And if we are to support the rebuilding of the sector, which according to projections by 2016, it must have the largest number of intakes, these issues that they are raising should actually be the solving must actually be propelled. I also got a sense, Madam Chair, that the department actually was meeting them only when it suits the department. I got a sense that it was much more union and employer type of activities. Some of the solutions they bring forward, they actually require the department to speak to them more often as a stakeholder. The department needs to hear, because I think the ground, it could be that the ground is actually speaking left and the department is speaking right. And at the end of the day, a lot go wrong in the assimilation of all the processes. For instance, on harmonization, there is no way in which you can bring back the sector as huge as this one without having had a harmonization strategy, because first and foremost, you have lost skills. So if you bring in skills, you need to be aware that you are taking skills from existing higher education, which means even your salary bands must be reviewed so as to attract the best of skills to rejoin the sector. That's one. Two, protect the existing skills there so that they at least sit up until they retire. Because artisan and technical education, the more a person sits in that area, the more they mature, the more they get better for young students to benefit. So, but then you need to make sure that the system clears itself, it rebuilds itself and is able to accommodate all in Zandra. I was also happy with the union that presented the first input. I thought also they really did their part in terms of segregating what each province is going through. But I think we're the failure. What is it that the ministry is talking about when it's talking about lack of cooperation, lack of speed in some of the provinces? They told us exactly what is the problem. But in a sector that is rebuilding, you also know that the rules around labor relations have to be reinvented. For instance, the hours of teachers and the appreciation of those that are in that sector, it has to be much more refined, much more redefined, because at the end of the day, we're saying our youngsters actually should be there up until 4. You need a commitment from the teachers for that to happen. And you need more commitment to be spent with our youngsters, in particular those who come from a high school environment that does not consist of technical subjects. So you need more lecturers who will stay longer to do all sorts of support to our youngsters. Otherwise, the high failure rate at the later stage will eat us. But the system also is not that ready. We don't actually have technical high schools that we used to do. So basically, when a person is disappointed from the university, he goes to achievement. And there's a big difference between what was done as a core content at high school and what will be done at students. And that is why we're going to have pay. So you need more lecturers who will stay longer and be able to assist your learners or your students.
Second point is, I would like to see a RIF document from him. all risks are identified and what they do to mitigate those risks. Well, those risks should include gaps in funding, slow implementation by province, and staff who are not going to be employed by the price of what's going to happen to them. And what are they doing about it? It's all very well for them to say, no, don't worry, it'll be fine, or you filled the form in wrong. But sorry, you know, you have to have a little bit more of a plan than that. So I'd like to see a risk, a 1st April 2015 risk register with specific strategies to address each risk. Then I would like to actually see a plan from them as to how to deal with 35-hour week problems. My own view is teaching is not a working class occupation. It's a profession equivalent to law or accountancy, in neither of which do you have union hours. And it seems to me that it's inappropriate for teaching to be subjected to those kinds of restrictions. So it's all very well again for the minister to say, yes, maybe we should talk to people about the 35-hour, but what is their actual plan to deal with it? Because it's going to come. And I'd like to see a response. And then lastly, I had also proposed a follow-up meeting, as you proposed, a follow-up meeting with them maybe middle of the year next year to see how they're doing on their risk register and their process. I didn't find a very good presentation today. I found it confusing, I found it over-elaborate, and assumed all sorts of knowledge on our part that I don't think we have about how budgets in this particular area are working, and Program 1 and Program 5 and Program 9 and different budgets in different years, and then there's the provincial estimate, and then there's how much the department is giving. And I'm not sure whether they were deliberately trying to confuse us so that we didn't ask difficult questions. But I would actually like a clearer presentation from them as to what exactly is going on per area, and what the risks are in that area, and what they're doing to address the risks. I wasn't that happy with today's presentation. Thank you.
All right. Just to contextualize the area where the minister in his opening remarks spoke about health, I understood him to be saying, see, when the president was complained this merging in 2009 and shifting. Function to said the process that followed up was very slow, so we need to assist. This is how I understood. He says, after proclamating, doesn't come clear on how this, for instance, this function sheet was going to be assisted so that it is accelerated. And then there's a problem there. The process has been very, very slow. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
What he said, we must assist. I want you to remind me. How do you see us assisting such processes? Because in future, if the president proclaims something, and then how do we assist with the speeding up, fast tracking of whatever that is being proclaimed? In this one in particular, after the proclamation, the processes have been very, very slow until today.
I wrote down what he said. He said, I want help from the PPC in speeding up the transfer. The provinces squabble over the transfer. It was about the provinces stonewalling. They don't want to give up the money. They don't want to give up the assets. They don't reply.
Okay. Okay, cooperation by provinces. There's a proposal on how do we assist. I was thinking that, for instance, we will be visiting the two universities. There we had an opportunity, and they included under the two universities, but they did not make an input, budget input on the shift, a budget shift input. The Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, and Northwest. Look at your list, you will see. So I'm thinking when we go to Northwest, maybe we should meet their teachers to come and come again. I mean to say Northern Cape. Maybe we should also ask them to come and present to us their migration, the progress report on the migration in the province. Because to me, their role is to assist with the migration process. So our family give us the progress report so that we can also put it to them for the importance of cooperating with this process and also transferring the budget so that I'm just thinking, thinking a lot. This is your mission. And speaker, okay, Mr. Hassim, and then Ms. Chien.
The first issue I've got is the thing of the PCPTs. I'm just trying to bring up this presentation. I'm not sure. There we go. I think this is it. Is that the PCPTs, according to the way I understand it, need to be revised, which means that they are not functioning. They must be revived. It does not mean that they don't have the right scope, whatever the case may be, but it's just that they have collapsed. That's the first issue, and I think actually this is a departmental issue. So it's better to meet the provincial departments with the MEC, etc., if possible. But my second thing is that when we take the generalization on which provinces, I actually think it's quite dangerous, because according to the presentation, those three provinces was on a particular matter. So Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, Northwest was, when they requested, say, this is how much funds we are using for a particular thing, they did not respond to that. But then again, on a separate issue, on the signing of something, I must just go back to it, Northern Cape was the only one that signed it, if you can remember. So I just want us to be very cautious in terms of that. What I think is the problem, Chair, is that, and from what I picked up, and then I need to be corrected, is that more generally, and this is across all of the provinces, there's a dragging of the fees in terms of the assets in particular. But I think the funding thing has been sorted out, that the Minister of Finance has now said, this is what must happen. In his second, in the presentation. He said so much must now go. So for example, the department said so much, the provinces said so much, and then it was that 2% something where the Minister of Finance then gave direction. I think the issue now is on the assets in particular, and I know that there are a lot of skeletons around those assets. I want to highlight the issues very quickly, so that I'll make a proposal. The second one is with regards to the staff members who they themselves, and from what I could understand, aren't even, you know, some of them I try to abandon this particular sector so that they have other jobs in the basic education department in the province. So it's on that type of commitment, the general dragging of the feet of taking this forward. My proposal, and I think the best way is still to work through the NCOP. The NCOP is supposed to oversight in the provinces, and they are then supposed to take up these issues in particular. It's going to be impossible for us to go to all of the provinces, meet with the correct people all the time, but I think it's actually something that we need to then make the NCOP prioritize and have a meeting with them in particular to look at this issue. But that's just my input here from the way that I understand what's taking place. And then we also need to get reports on some of these things, because if we are to assist, it's more about putting pressure. I don't see any other way that we can within our mandate assist.
Jeffers, I actually have the same understanding of the PTTs. They don't exist, so it would not make sense for us to try to work that into our oversight program. Secondly, and we will obviously still deal with the program, Jeffers, and I just wanted to make sure that whenever when will we be able to expect sort of some details about what we are planning for. It's not long for us before we need to go to Mpumalanga and the Northern Cape, if the staff could perhaps present us with something. I think the issues raised by Honourable Kassim, if I look at the slide, and the critical slides are 25 to 28, then it is clear that it was a thumbs up from the provinces. If you look at 25, I mean, there's no way that Gauteng province could, on what basis would they say 15 million shift? It was a thumbsuck exercise. It was clearly not based on any facts that they have worked. So, my proposal is that If we want to make any intervention, I would almost request that we perhaps meet, ask for a joint meeting with Vedic Education, because this affects our nation. That we ask to meet and get the Minister of Basic Education there. You see, Kay, the problem that we have is, I think it was highlighted here today, is whereas you have cooperative governance structures, there's no real law that dictates when you come to Section 100 interventions or so, that what they must do to make sure that they interact properly with the Department of Higher Education. So I think it would be, almost be better for us to have a meeting with Basic Education to say we are facing a crisis unless we get cooperation from the provinces, and to what extent can the Minister of Basic Education be of assistance to us. To have such a meeting to say this is what we were presented with. Is she going to be instrumental to assist us, because it is clear that provinces don't want to move money to this function, which is a critical function. Thank you, Jane.
Here we've spoken about a follow-up meeting with the department. The proposal was we do it in 6 months' time, and I think that will be too late. I think we must bring it forth at least by February. We must have an issue with them. Then one of the recommendations must be, so that they submit to us then, we need an accelerated plan. Or accelerated or acceleration plan. The same. Same meeting. Again, acceleration plan that would also include
risk analysis. Yeah,
risk analysis and a risk management plan. Yeah. All right. Remember, I did give the children to summarize. Okay.
In terms of that meeting, I just want to ask you, because there's the portfolio committee on basic education, and then there's also the committee in the NCLP. Are we then proposing a joint select committee, so, together with both of those committees, as well as both of the ministers themselves? I just want to ask Kevin that. That's what I would propose, Chair. I just want to ask Kevin.
Some modification of the proposal by
Ms. Julian
that we have a joint including basic NCLP and ourselves. Yeah, I think that one to me should be cost effective. So we will not have a meeting, but we have one meeting and then get as much information and then assist the department with the study. But are you in agreement if I say we need an accelerated plan? Okay, that's fine. And then the other one, which I read as an underlying message to the question raised by Honorable Professor Puzulu on the budget. I thought maybe we should then say to the department they need to present to us their cost attainment plan, cost attainment measures and reprioritization of the budget. They need money. Somewhere they must reprioritize to get that money, because they're not going to get more than they got. Remember, they wanted 81, then they got 10. So they must give us their cost attainment plan. And cost containment and reprioritization plan. How is it? Does it make sense? We're putting pressure on them to say, look from within, where are you going to get the money to augment the 10 million? Too little. If they want 81 now, they get 10. Not even half, not even a quarter of what they have requested. So they must find money from within. Yes, Professor?
Chair, can I add to that? Because one of the things we've heard in previous meetings is that this department does not have enough staff itself. Now, on the 1st of April 2015, they're going to get 40,000 extra staff, because they have to manage all the lecturers and all the adult education teachers. How are they going to do this? I just don't see the money that's being made available, even though the minister is now saying to them, we will make sure the provinces give you the money. I just struggle to understand how they're going to manage the enormous task. They can't even at the moment manage the exams. They've told us that. They're finding it a huge struggle. So I would say in that plan, across curtailment, it must also be of who's going to manage these EBT colleges. Thank you.
Malaysia.
I think it was mentioned as well. In terms of that information, the adult education examinations, because that is, I think, and I was just wanting to catch, I'm not sure if it's captured correctly, because there wasn't much discussion on it. There is a huge variance in the budget for that item in particular. So I just, as part of whatever plan it is, in terms of those examinations, because I think that's going to be very difficult to manage for the department as well, with that huge variance.
Can I just raise one other point, sorry, for the recommendation? One of the FET CEO, or FETRO, whatever it is, organization that presented here, they have six recommendations, and one of them was the portfolio committee should attend to the issue of the baseline funding that was never adjusted in some provinces after the recapitalization process. Now, I'm not 100% sure what that exact process was referring to, but he mentioned this several times in this document, and it does seem to me to have been an important issue in making sure that these FET colleges have enough money when they move. So I think maybe, are we saying that they must engage with all the recommendations, in which case it would be included, or I'm not sure whether we should highlight that as a specific one.
I think there's only pick up the key ones. You can't take all of them. But the department anyway is going to look at them as well. But this one is the one that we want to have it's a parliament resolution, which then will become binding. So I want those key ones that can go into our report, and once parliament has passed this, then they become binding. All right, so I'm sure we'll discuss as the researchers here, and then we'll look at key. But if you, after this, maybe you go back to this and still think you want to recommend key one coming from this, you can forward that information to the WS and then you bring it to me for application. Okay, that's fine. We're done. Can we move on to the next item now?
Yes.
All right. So let's look at the minutes. Hey, this is the book. Process of Ministries reports. I'll be happy to hear that you've read the minutes, because I'm not going to allow us to read if the book related. We will assume that everybody did browse through the minutes. So we start with the minutes of the, we've got 21 October, 29 October, and then we've got minutes that I'm talking about, the minutes of the 21st of October, 29th of October, 5th of November, okay, we start with the 4th of November and then 5th of November. Let's start with minutes of the 21st of October.
Is it the 24th or the 22nd of October, Jefferson? I've got a copy here, and if we have another set, which is the 29th, then it should be the 22nd.
October is indicated, 29th October, 4th and the 1st November. I made copies in case, especially the 21st and the 29th, because they were successfully adopted in the previous meeting, so members would have received them long time ago. So I made copies if you want to.
Yes.
But we meet on the Tuesday.
Oh, we have just the minute of the... Okay, because Chairperson, I also have one of the 22nd of October, which was the Draft Minister's Report on Higher Education. Teacher training.
Yeah, I remember the one on the initial teacher training. That I could remember. That was a joint meeting, Chair, on the 21st. On the 22nd, we also had a meeting, and we should also then adopt that, except if we've already adopted that one. Chairperson, are we talking about the 21st?
Yes.
Okay. I want to just observe again, if it is a joint meeting or if we met with appropriations, should that not be reflected in the title?
Page 1, first of all, Dr. Dee Parker is acting Deputy Director General, not acting Director General. That's a little paragraph. And then I think when it comes to higher education South Africa, it needs to be Dr. M. Price. No, it needs to start with Dr. M. Tom, Chairperson Funding Strategy Group, then go to Dr. M. Price, Vice Chairperson Funding Strategy Group. Otherwise, it looks like he's the vice chairperson of the whole of ESA, and he isn't. He's the chairperson of the whole of ESA. Okay? He's the deputy. Because we're talking about the funding strategy group of HESA, and Dr. Tom is the chairperson of that. Okay.
Through the minutes, and actually remember to shoot behind through the minutes, but when they come here, this we're able to repeat. Page 1, any correction? Page 2? Page 3? proposal for adoption? Ms. Kiri again, Ms. Mutadi Meng second. We now go to the draft minutes of joint meeings. Portfolio Committee on Basic Education and Portfolio Committee on Higher Education and Training. We also assume that members have read the minutes. Now, page 1, we now go into corrections. Any corrections on page 1? Page 2? Page 3? And page 4? The way you are quiet. Can I conclude, can I confidently conclude that you have seen the minutes? Okay. Because sometimes quietness might mean that we have not seen them, but we are happy that they have. But that's not what I want. Well, if you say to me you haven't had enough time, I can send the minutes back and then we have to have them in the next meeting. It's very important that we should know what is happening and what is it that we are doing. So I'm asking for the second. Can I confidently take it back to the minutes?
Sorry, Chairperson, just the last bullet on the last page. The sentence construction is just a little, I'm not 100% sure.
Resolution.
Funza Lushaka, that's right. Graduates should pay back investment made into the... Now, I think we must perhaps just look at a reformulation of that. I know what it means, and I would like to ask first language English speakers to assist us. I think we could say it should be encouraged or whatever, because the way it's structured at present, it looks as though we are making it compulsory. Pay back in the investment made into them. In other words...
Did I hear pay back the money in this meeting?
Yeah, that's joking.
All right.
That is the...
Can you then assist us now to...
The 4th of November.
This question.
Just last sentence. On Puja Lusaka. I know what he means.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if we shouldn't just reformulate it.
As I'm saying, can you reformulate it now? Communications, that's the area of specialization. We want to reformulate it, not to create an impression that we want these people to come and pay that money, but want them to, as a social responsibility, that's now back. It's not about money. It's
always about money, chicks. I just want to make a suggestion there.
Yeah.
I think it would be better to rather than say that Funza Lusaka graduates should be required to teach in rural schools where there's a critical shortage of teachers as a means of
You see, plowing back to will be okay. You know why? Because when you say teach, they can also do other things. Like you can decide to adopt the school and maybe on a monthly basis, or you sponsor awards in that school, or you sponsor bursaries in that school, or you so it can take many forms. When you say teaching, then you give it only one. They can also plow back in the form of teaching, but I think plowing back in terms of social responsibility to the school. Okay? Yes, Ms. Mamaho?
No, I want to make a suggestion that we don't use plow back because government is investing money into the student to go and study. Initial teacher train so that they can go and teach in the schools. So I think teaching, powering by donate, we want those girls in those schools.
Chair, I'm worried about this point, man. Just thinking back to the media. I tell you why I'm worried. Because and in the way that we're putting it in the minutes. Because the way that I understand the Funza Lusaka is that already the departments and sort of place you. So it places people at schools. But I actually made the point in that meeting to say that, no. It's to say that there are people that get Funza Lusaka, then after they qualify, there's no one that follows up on them to place them somewhere. So 2 or 3 years go by, then they go and work in your more affluent schools, and in our rural areas in particular, those schools aren't being used. So what I was really saying, and what I was recommendation, I think, of the committee, was to say that that must be implemented. It must be enforced that these students are placed, particularly in rural schools where there's a critical shortages. So the way that we've reformulated, Chairperson, is that Funza Lusaka graduates should be placed, or Funza Lusaka graduates, it should be enforced that Funza Lusaka graduates are placed to teach at schools, particularly in rural schools where there is a critical teachers shortage.
These Funza Lusaka, you have to teach. That is part of the contractual application on the recipient. Obligation on the part of the recipient.
They must go into rural areas.
Our lunch is 1 o'clock, and it is 2 now. Even in the future, I think we must really watch time. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to sustain throughout the year. If we work from about 9 to 2. No, now that we've already overstressed, let's finish, but in the future, let's finish at 1. No, you're saying, what is my proposal? I'm proposing.
I'm trying to say, go for what is on the table. You see, we had to remain, there are 4 heads, which means we could not finish them the previous. So now we're trying to catch up. So that's why then this meeting is overflowing to, beyond one.
Yeah,
so
in the future, if we can avoid, with due respect, Chair.
What do we avoid?
I'm saying, in the future, let's schedule our lunch like it started at 1. You see, today we're waiting for other people to eat and finish. And we could have said to them, can they excuse us? Eat while they are standing, it was a finger lunch, and we continued until 1. Just in that final
way. Where I need the weak support is that if there's work, let's do this work and finish.
I'm saying if we overstretch ourselves, even in plenary we finish around 7 at times. We need to work within the acceptable limit. If we overwork ourselves, we're not going to sustain it.
Sure, I believe you referred a consumer concern to a workshop in February. can we maybe discuss that in summer, because it was a similar thing in terms of the format that the WIP is raising. I believe we have a workshop in February that you have referred to that is going to deal with all of those matters.
Alright, no, that's fine. We take note of the proposal, but I still think here we are guided by the work at hand. You know, I have heard of committees that finish at 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. So we're saying we're still doing better. We have never gone that far with our work. So let's finish the work at hand. Then we can go. And then maybe we should make sure that we don't postpone, because now doing work that should have been done before, and if we don't do it, there will be further postponement of this work. So let's finish the work, and let's make sure that we don't postpone it, because I mean it's 4 sets. So, and we can't say let's stop now and go, you know, for lunch. Let's finish this work, and then I'm sure we can try and work within 1 hour. But if the work demands that we go beyond, I'm going to appeal to members to be flexible on that one. And here it doesn't go by me. This work, we had how many presentations? And then now how many sets of minutes? You know, and we must finish this work. Okay, thanks. So it's Ms. Keenan?
The committee now adopted the 1st of November. Because I just have 2 or 3 suggestions just for corrections, and that's why I raised my hand.
Okay.
Just a language issue.
Wait.
On the first page,
right
at the bottom, poor performance and administration and non-compliance with legislation.
Set of the form,
that's the set of the 5th.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, are we doing 5th now?
You know what I said? I said, any proposal for adoption of minutes of the 4th? Miss Gary May, seconded by Miss Keegan. Okay, now on the 5th. Shall we look at the minutes on the 5th? But also if he had come here, it wouldn't take long, you know. So it does look like the members are also ready now so that they can respond. But if you come here having read, please. Miss Keegan?
I just wanted to understand if the committee members agree with me, just that little correction.
Page?
Page 1.
Page 1.
Second last line, Chairperson.
However,
poor governance and administration and non-compliance with legislation have led to some serious things like proposals.
Non-compliance to legislation, non-compliance with? With. Okay, let's correct that one. Alright. Page 2. Any corrections on page 2? Corrections on page 3? Corrections on page 5? Page 3?
Jefferson, I was just wondering if it's not better if we look at the second paragraph from the top. It starts with in relation.
Yes.
The last sentence starts, members were concerned with the accumulative reserves. I was wondering if we should say members were concerned with excessive accumulative reserves owing to poor financial performance. I'm not sure if the word is correct.
Members were concerned with the accumulative reserves.
We just delete incurred by FCITA. We say members were concerned with FCITA's accumulated reserves owing to poor financial performance.
How is that? That sounds okay. Any opposition to that? Do you have any opposition? Okay, no, that's fine. Thanks. Any other correction, Mr. Kafi?
Sure, it applies to the report as well, but there's 2 points.
Page?
It's for page 3 under resolutions.
Okay.
And I know I was not the only one that raised this, but there was a point on, for example, the excessive amount. I know this was the one that I raised. The excessive amount.
Number?
Under resolutions.
Yeah, but bullet number?
No, it is not there.
Okay.
I'm saying in terms of being captured.
Okay.
The excessive amount that was spent on travel and subsistence, even though the objectives for travel and subsistence were not met quite substantially. If we remember that point.
Do we all agree this?
Yes.
Please look at me.
I am not the opposition, but I want to make it.
Can you please formulate it? Because I can remember that was raised, but so were other concerns
also raised about, you know, not everything's always captured. So what I'm saying is we should perhaps generalize it to say members, you know, CETAs were advised to align expenditure with performance, you know, something like that, because otherwise they seem to spend all money, but the performance outcomes are not there. You know, they have a very poor record of achievement of goals. So if we could have that as a general phrase, that would be great.
All right. So I would like to know how has it been captured? Captured the member thought. Because later on we will accept any other thing that is different. Yes?
Jack, I agree with that 100%. But there was another one on the, if you remember, Chet, the 13th check. In fact, they then made the commitment afterwards. It was a resolution. When it was questioned, even though they were not performing, why are they giving themselves bonuses? Why are they giving themselves the 13th check? They then came to say afterwards that we are no longer going to be giving ourselves 13th checks. I feel very strongly that that should be captured. It's a very big point that they, in fact, conceded to in the meeting, Jefferson.
All right. Are we done?
Performance bonuses should be based on actual performance assessment and performances achieved.
Yes.
Chairperson, the other one I was wondering that Honourable Cassim has raised was CETA should align program expenditure with achievement of goals. Should we say that? Because otherwise, achievement of objectives. CETAs should align program expenditure with achievement of its objectives.
Okay,
it's still on page 3. Is that the report on local government CETA?
Yes, page 3.
I was just wondering page 3 where it has a list of delegation. This is not a list of participants because we didn't go anywhere. You know.
List of participants?
Okay. Okay.
We did. You raised and then... Okay. Any adoption for the minutes? Any proposal? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yourself. You did. Mm-hmm. Mr. Tassin and then Ms. Kilia. All right. Now looking at the LGCTAS report. National Skills Fund. Okay. What's the difference with the date? Okay. All right. National Skills Fund, there's a report that was circulated. Are there any additions or subtractions? Page 1 of the report. Page 2. Page 3. Yes. What do you want? If you say to me you want us to give you enough time, I can postpone and then look at it in the next, adopt it in the next edition. Any proposal?
Can we defer both reports to next week, Jefferson? I've got just 2 or 3 issues on the local government CETA report as well.
All right. May I report all the members to go and read these reports and then participate fully in the discussion on these reports? Thank you very much. And then, otherwise, it does look like we have come to the end of our meeting. Mr. Jordan is already walking away from the meeting. Hi. No, I'm complimenting him. Not only for your participation, but also the meeting
then.
So the marathon of a meeting, but it was worth sitting here and entertaining all the work. Yeah. What am I so financially too hungry about? Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think Okay, never mind. Let's go.